RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Allen puts a man in motion. Allen looks. He's back. He's firing. And it is incomplete. The Eagles win. The Eagles win. Now there's 5 seconds on the clock, but the Eagles are going to win. He threw a pass for Shakir, and it wasn't even close. The Eagles put the pressure on him. They're going to win.
Ah, the call by Mel Reese says the two-point conversion is unsuccessful for the Bills. Eagles win, 13-12. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio in with us for the hour. Usually on Wednesdays. Whiteout Wednesdays becomes a Whiteout Monday. Jason Avant with us. All right, Jason, so we kind of touched on a little bit in the first segment with you. Let's hit on it more here and kind of unpack the risk versus the reward. So Sunday, Eagles, Commanders, Nick Sirianni has a choice. He could play the starters and go for the win. And if you couple that with a Bears loss, which they have to actually lose the game, they're the favorite to win, that would give the Eagles the number 2 seed. Now, they could play the starters, and if the Bears win, it doesn't matter, right? They're still going to be the 3 seed. When you think about the decision, how much of it is about the team needs more work, which I think was where Hugh was at, versus the advantage of getting the 2 seed, which would come with 2 playoff games, right? If they win their first game, they're guaranteed a second home playoff game, versus if they're the 3 seed and the Bears win their game, well, then they'd have to go to Chicago in the second round. How big of a deal for you is it seeding, home field kind of stuff, versus the offense just needs more work?
You know what? Seeding is a lot for me because I think it's so much harder to play at the Link than it is in most stadiums. Like, can you imagine the Eagles having to go to Seattle or go to the, you know, Rams? Yeah. Or like, you want that team as much as you can, 49ers or wherever it is. You want, and whoever wins the division, we're going to have to go there anyway, you know, if it gets to, you know, the NFC Championship. Yeah. But the other teams, you want the Seattle, you want the Rams, you want the Niners, you want that team to come to the Link. And so I think that's very, very important. If you pull and you get Tampa in the first round, or you get the Packers in the first round, or what have you, right? You get that game, and now you want one of those teams to come to you. And then it's a, you know, and you never know. One of those teams play each other, and now you're back here for an NFC Championship
game. Well, that happened last year, right? The Lions
you
went down.
You get what I mean? So I think it's very, very important to play this last game, at least until the point. There's been games and things that have happened before where we go in with the starters, and we look at the score of a game that matters, and it's like, hey, take your shoulder pads off. Second group you're in there, you know, and that could possibly happen.
Yeah, like if let's just play it out. Let's say the Bears go up 21-0 on the Lions. Get them out, right?
Get them out of there.
Get them out of there.
Yeah, they have to play the next week. So the other part of it is the Eagles, in a sense here, Jason, can affect who they play in the first round. You were talking about, you know, maybe moving forward in the playoffs, right? But they can affect who they play in the first round. So we know the Packers are locked in as the 7. Mm-hmm. So the 2 seed will play the Packers. That's the first round matchup. Now, if it's not the Packers, if the Eagles stay at the 3, they're going to play the Niners or the Rams. So the way the tiebreakers work, this, even if the Seahawks lose to the Niners, they can only fall to the 5. So the Eagles can only play 3 teams in 2 weeks. They're going to play the Packers if they're the 2, but if they're the 3, it's the Niners or the Rams. How big of a difference is it for you? Because the Packers look like they're falling down. The Niners offense looks like it's rising up, and obviously the Rams have been good the whole year. Niners-Rams versus Packers, how big of a difference is it?
It's way different, right? So you know that it's a pass rush that doesn't have Micah Parsons. You know that they have speed, but you know that if you get pressure on Jordan Love, it's a totally different ball game. now you're dealing with, you know, receivers that are going to have to make tough catches and bad weather, and they don't catch the ball well. They have deficiencies. They have glaring deficiencies, mm-hmm. the Packers. These other teams, yeah, they have some, but they mask them so well. And do you want to play Matthew Stafford? Do you want to play Shanahan?
No.
And if you can help it, right? But that goes in it too, and that's my mentality, right? I said this last night on the show. Everyone kind of, you know, they are positive because, you know, we're homers. We want the Eagles to win.
Of course.
But the truth of the matter is us being kind of afraid to play the Rams or the Niners says everything you need to know about what we really feel.
It's
about
telling when you think about it.
Well, yeah. It's the points. It's the points. And like I've been saying, realistically, our ceiling with this offense is 21 points.
Against a good team, right? You're excluding the
21 points.
Well, no, I mean, the Commanders and Raiders, they got 30.
Okay, yeah. They did, but 21
I think
points.
Your point against the teams they've played, like recently they played Chargers, Bills,
yeah.
Cowboys, Bears, right? Like Lions, Packers. I don't think they've gotten over 21 against anyone since.
21 points.
Like if you exclude the Giants, Commanders, and Raiders, I think it's the Vikings in October?
I don't think that to be true.
Okay.
However, I do think that there's some glaring deficiency offensively, but I do think we still the thing that I will say about this team is that they play toward the level of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that be the Broncos,
right.
Whether that be the Rams, they can get to the 30-point range. It's just that a team has to push them to that level. And I think because they have hearts of champions, that their pride comes out and they actually play better in those games. Or their defense goes to a place where they are balling and they force the game lower. You know, so it can happen. This team can win a Super Bowl, but this team can also be bounced out in the first round.
I agree with you. And to me, the most challenging
that
part.
That extreme is crazy.
It is true, though.
That is crazy.
I think the most challenging part, Jason, isn't that they can't win any of these games. They can win all of them in the NFC. But can they do this for four straight weeks with the way the offense is? That's my biggest concern. Like, if you say, Joe, can they beat the Seahawks? Yeah, they could beat the Seahawks. Could beat the Rams? Sure, they beat them already this year. Can they beat the Niners, Bears, Seahawks, three in a row to get there? That's my concern with this offense. It's the every week thing.
In order for this team to have the kind of success we want them to have, the defense is going to have to slow the offense down, like basically what they did yesterday. I mean, they're going to have to slow, like say if you're playing a Seattle and they're you got to slow that down, you got to slow the Rams down, and allow this offense to try to eat up as much clock as they can.
Well, yeah. We got to stay on the field to eat up clock, though.
You need to, and the defense has to make adjustments because this is 2 weeks in a row. Our base coverage on the back end is cover four. And teams, it started with the Raiders. The Raiders unsuccessfully tried to attack the Eagles in a 3-by-1 look. Three receivers on one side and one receiver on the other side. The shot play to Terry McLaurin in the Washington game, mm-hmm. where he called on the left side, that was a great scheme by them. And then the Buffalo Bills caught two post routes in that same coverage. They knew what was going on. It was actually a cover six, but similar. And they knew what was going on, and the Eagles haven't made adjustments in three games. There's multiple ways you can play this coverage, and there has to be an adjustment. Quinya has to replace Reed Blankenship if he gets caught up on one of those crossing routes, and we're not doing that. And so they caught that ball twice, the same play to Cooks twice. And then also the pass to Knox for the touchdown, the last touchdown before the two-point conversion, that was a play from earlier too. So there are some things defensively that we're going to have to do in order to compete against Shanahan, to compete versus Ben Johnson. We're going to have to do those things.
Well, I mean, if we don't, you know, those offensive minds can make good defense look silly.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. I don't know if Jason's ever experienced Art in Philly. He's one of our favorites. Art is up on WIP. What's up, Art?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I'm really happy today how we won that game. Mm. Look, here's all I'm saying. Seth Joyner, I'm not going to listen to his philosophy anymore.
Oh, no. What's that do?
Because,
what's
that do? You know, how could you? First of all, we were locked in inside the 15 and 10-yard line the whole second half. I mean, he can't take a chance putting the ball up in the air down there. And then to talk bad about Sirianni. And what the hell's the matter with him?
Come on. I mean, Hugh, you going to defend your guy, Seth Joyner, or no?
What's that?
We don't know what he said.
I didn't hear him.
You guys are hanging him out to dry. They're not even defending him, are they?
I didn't hear what he said.
Players are supposed to stick together.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Wait, hold it here. Wait, let me get on the other phone.
Okay.
No, I mean, we heard you. I just didn't know what he said.
What does he mean, the other phone?
No, no. Can you tell us exactly what Seth Joyner said?
Yeah, he
talked bad about Sirianni.
I mean, everybody talked bad about Sirianni. somebody called in earlier talking bad about Sirianni.
Yeah, they got something wrong with their brain. They must have got hit in the head too much.
Well, I will say this, because I think I know where you're going, Art. Because I talked to Seth this morning, because we always chop it up on Monday. And he was not happy with quarterback play. He was not happy with offensive coordinator. He wasn't happy. But that's Seth in a nutshell. It's like when Seth talking about football, man.
We got to stop talking bad about Jalen Hurts. That's number one. Look, I wasn't on board with him 3 or 4 weeks ago. He was stinking the joint out. But look how fast he's getting rid of the ball now. And look at that throw he made to our great number one receiver there. That was clearly an interference. I mean, we not only got to beat a good team, you got to beat the rest. But that's automatic.
The rest had some horrible calls.
They did. So, all right, great phone calls always. Jason gets experience. All right, AJ's arm was hooked on that one by the goal line.
Yeah,
and then I thought the interference on Quinion was a little ticky tack.
Well, in that situation, I didn't think so. So, pass interference and calls in general usually happen when you gain an advantage. There's a few calls in that game that the Eagles didn't gain an advantage. Matter of fact, Quinion was in great position to defend that pass. Mm-hmm. And yes, will there be a little minor tug? But it didn't get to the point where it threw off the receiver's concentration at all, right? And then on the following play, the guy basically, you know, pushes Quinion on the sled down the field and doesn't get called for offensive pass interference, right? So they needed those types of plays in order to get yards. And, you know, and that's the good thing about the Eagles' defense for the playoffs is that with these high-powered offense, it is an uphill battle to complete passes on this team outside of Adoree Jackson.
Well, I think for heading into yesterday, their completion percentage against was like 55%. Yeah. And in a league, Jason, where I think average is about 65, that's a big drop from the average to the Eagles. And that's even with Adoree out there. Like, I got to imagine most of those completions are probably Adoree's fault, right?
Yeah.
Like, because Quinion's numbers are like 45% against. We know Cooper's good. It's if you're not going to add Adoree, it's hard to complete passes.
Exactly.
Let's go to, you know, I was going to say, what do we think? Should we let Jason hear from Aaron in San Diego, or is that too much?
Are you
sure?
Yeah, Aaron's a snore.
All right, Aaron in San Diego. Aaron, we have company here, so behave yourself. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how we doing?
It's a victory Monday, and who better to spend some time with than Mr. Third Down himself? Anytime that number 5 wanted a first down conversion on third down, he just went to Jason Avant. That's all.
There we go.
I appreciate you, Aaron. Butter me up.
Yeah, that's what he's starting with this, and then we get to the nonsense. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right, for all the Jalen haters out there, I don't know how you can pin the second half on the quarterback, regardless of whether he completed a pass or not. You know, you go into a second half, you're up by 2 scores, you got miserable weather, you're in a hostile environment, you know, you're starting from the average is probably the 15-yard line for each drive. The last thing you're going to want to do is try to be creative and try to put the ball in harm's way. You're going to be ultra-conservative because their defense was playing out of their freaking minds. You know, this is solely put on, you know, Nick Sirianni and Kevin Betullo. Kevin Betullo continues game after game after game after game. We get nothing, no changes in the second half. I'm missing the word.
Adjustments. Yeah, it's like Mad Libs of Kevin Petula. We'll just throw the words out. I mean, Karen, I don't think he had a good second half. I mean, Jalen also could have played better. I mean, the second half. He was 0-7, Aaron. 0-7.
It was an ugly game. It's rainy. And the other thing is, the refs made some bad calls, but the worst call that they missed was in the final touchdown of the Buffalo Bills. That was obviously a pick play. It should have been offensive pass interference. They should have sent him back 10 yards.
Did you see that, Jason? I didn't see that.
He's talking about on a two-point conversion?
No, he's talking about the touchdown, right? The touchdown or the conversion?
On the touchdown, there was a collision between the wide receiver and the defensive back as the, I think it was the tight end.
It was Knox, and it was a whip route. He actually caught that pass earlier in the game in the same play. They didn't call it that time, so I thought they executed kind of well both times. But, yes, with
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Was there contact? Yeah, but I don't think that the contact was warranted to, you know. I thought the contact was natural circumstances, not a pick. But go ahead.
Well, and the other thing, guys, is again, the Eagles go in up against one of the juggernauts in the NFL, and they come out victorious. And as for this Washington game, you know, my philosophy is I think you got to rest. The guys, because I think we have a tired, especially the offensive line. We have a team that played all the way up into February. You know, had a shorter off season. You know, they played a full season with the hardest schedule that anybody's faced in quite a while. I think these guys need some rest. We need to get our captain back, one Lane Johnson, and I think these guys through the regular season have been faking it until they make it. And I think once playoff time comes, we're going to see a different animal come out of that Philadelphia Eagles locker room.
Why? I mean, just because it's the playoffs?
Because it's – okay, again, I said this before. It's like climbing Mount Everest, right? Mm. And then having to start fresh again. You're going to struggle. And at some point, you see the finish line – and you can turn on that second wind. You turn on your engines. You revitalize yourself. You awake. And I'm telling you guys, the Sky Marshal, Quadzilla, the monsters of Broad Street, this young gun gangrene defense is on their way. The wagon train to Levi Stadium, nope. Super Bowl 60. Let's go, Birds. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
All right, Aaron. Appreciate
that
it.
That
Aaron,
bad.
Thank you, buddy.
He brought a little juice today.
He's been worse.
Yeah. He's had many worse calls. I agree with that.
Shut up, Aaron. Yeah. My God.
It wasn't that bad that I had to tell him to shut up. It wasn't. All right, let's go to
clip that.
Well, I mean, he was a lot that day. Let's go to Dennis, who's up on WIP. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dennis.
I got to say, I am disappointed with the Eagles fans. I mean, that idiot Josh that called in at 11:35. First of all, I haven't called him since the Josh Innes era, and him calling Sirianni of glorified valet is a bridge too far for me. I mean, these are some Fugazi-ass fans, and honestly, people like Josh and the other clowns, they should be kissing y'all ass and kissing Sirianni's ass, because this is the golden age of Eagles football. We got two Super Bowls. We're going for another one. It's absolutely insane, some of the stuff that people are saying.
Yeah, I think there is a fair conversation, and it's crazy because they do win almost every game, about how great the quarterback is and how great the head coach is. But they're not bad. I mean, that's...
No, they've been the two Super Bowls.
Right, like, Dennis, that's... I think we could have a fair conversation of how much of this is roster-driven, Fangio-driven, Howie-driven versus the quarterback and the head coach, but the glorified valet was a lot. It was a lot. I agree. Dennis, I agree with
you. I wouldn't hire Josh or any clowns like him to can I say the word pisser on the air? Like, I wouldn't hire him to clean my pisser. I mean, Josh, I know you're listening.
Toilet, Hugh.
I know you're probably listening. You're probably eating Cheez-Its on the couch with Fox News. But if you want to be a clown, Josh, and all you other Fugazi fans, join us, sir.
All right, Dennis.
Super Bowl, let's go.
There we go, Dennis.
Who calls it that?
Well, I mean, that's of all the things he said, that's what you took out of it?
Well, I've never heard that.
Heard that before. Who calls it that?
I knew exactly what it was, though.
Well, what else could it be, right? It had to be a toilet.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Okay. Nah, that don't count. Just Chicago. They don't talk like that in Chicago, do they?
But we've been around people from every state. I've had
teammates from Wyoming. Well, you're both from the Midwest,
right? Yeah, we are from the Midwest. Philly's the Midwest.
Philly's not the
Midwest. Don't start.
That's fine.
It's a holiday week. Please don't do the Midwest thing. Please.
Okay, fine. But I've never heard nobody say that.
But didn't you understand what he meant?
No, it was
I didn't.
You didn't? What did you think he meant?
I wasn't even sure what he said.
Yeah, well, he did preface it, but can I say this on the air, and then just said it.
Yeah, that usually is a signal for me that if I don't recognize what he said, it gets dropped.
Yeah, he was basically saying that the guy's opinion wasn't worth anything.
Yeah, exactly. I think he was. All right, let's go to Sam in Hamilton. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Sam. Good. What's up?
A couple things. First of all, we got very lucky on that 2-point conversion. The receiver was wide open. He just threw a terrible pass.
I agree. Allen missed him. I mean, it's a play that
by a mile.
Yeah, by a lot, right? Yeah. He couldn't even get his hand on it.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. My number one thing is, what is going on with these offensive linemen not getting down in a 3-point stance?
Who didn't get in a 3-point
stance? Why are they standing up for it?
And it must have been a pass. I'm assuming it's the pass play.
Are you talking about the silent count?
Every play. When they do get down in a 3-point stance, the rules are you got to be set for a second, and they don't. So they get down, they snatch the ball. This offensive formations are totally illegal. What's the purpose of that?
So you're basically talking about Tyler Steen and when he taps the center in order to be prepared for
From what I was told.
They're standing up, they turn around and look at the quarterback. For what reason? Get down in a 3-point stance. This way you drive the defensive lineman back. No. They're standing up and they're snapping the ball. I don't understand this.
The Eagles still do two, and because you're not trying to give away the run and the pass. Right
yeah,
now.
But they but if they're in the 2-point stance, more than likely they're passing when he's slapping. Because I noticed what you were talking about, Sam, a few weeks ago.
The silent count.
The tail. Yeah, yeah. It's the tail because they do it because it's a loud place and they can't hear the count. Mm-hmm. So that's the tail. They don't know. They don't have any other way to do it. And as far as the 2-point is concerned. If they're throwing the ball, you want your offensive lineman in the 2-point. Because if he's in the 3-point, he's going to get beat.
What do you make all that, Sam?
I mean, you got to get down to the 3-point stands and drive the defensive lineman off the ball.
Well, I think he's cooking. And you're right if it's a run play. But in a pass play, they don't get in the 3-point stand. They'll get beat.
So what would stop any defense from just knowing your plays at that point? If every time you're in a 3-point stance, you run it every time
when they do get down.
I mean, it is a tail. But they don't.
Most of the time, the Eagles are in 2-point stands, even in run plays.
I guess that's not a tail then for them. Yeah.
They're not set for a second. That's illegal, too.
Guess he told
you can't just go down a 3-point stands and snap the ball. That's illegal, too.
You know, I agree with everything Sam just said. Sam, good phone call. He cooked both you guys. You guys think you know ball? Sam knows ball.
Most of the time, for me, that's it. Like, I don't ever recall, like, when I play, an offensive lineman had his hand, especially on the pass play, in the dirt.
If
it's a run play, more normally, if his hand's in the dirt, they're coming off the ball.
If they still made posters, I'd make a poster of that Sam dunking on Hugh Douglas there. He dunked all over you.
He just Manu Ginobili us right there.
He did not care. He cared nothing about what we were talking about.
3-point stance.
He might have fixed our offense.
Just like I played football back in 1962.
Hey, I respect. Much respect.
Maybe,
much respect.
Hopefully Petullo was listening to that phone call. It fixes the whole operation.
That's
funny. That, independent of their stances, they've struggled with the offensive line, Jason. It feels like all year. It's just like they were missing blocks in the second half.
There's always a guy in the backfield.
Always.
Yeah. There's always.
I just saw Cam get beat.
Just whiffed.
He got beat. And then Saquon get the ball, and he had to spin out of. He probably made like a yard or two, but, boy, he was in the backfield.
It happens every play. It's pretty much every play. It's always a run-through guy. It's a guy unaccounted for. For Cam to make the Pro Bowl this year, someone was very, very generous. You know,
that's
very,
cool.
very generous. No, and I love Cam.
No, respect. He's respected. Right. I'm not mad. It's just funny.
But, they were generous. That's generous. It's like Christmas time generous. When you pull up to the light, you're like, dude, it's Christmas time. I got 50 cents.
I was surprised. Like, speaking of the Pro Bowl, I was surprised Jordan Davis got snubbed.
Oh, it's crazy.
I was surprised Jalen Carter went.
Well, think about this. Jordan Davis has double the amount of tackles than Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
He has double the amount of sacks than Jalen Carter. He has double the amount of tackles for loss.
It's weird.
And the Pro Bowl voting makes no sense.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, but I get it. You know, I guess because Jalen Carter did kind of start a trend when he spit on Buddy.
Why he made the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
It was a popularity.
All jokes aside, because after he spit, you saw a lot of college kids spitting on people. It was the absolute nastiest.
So Spitgate turned into popularity,
got him in the Pro Bowl.
Because he was trendy.
He was trending.
He set a great example for the future.
He set a great example. Sarcastically.
I can see that.
You know who's...
But that's what basically, like, because when he went, I was like, huh. Must have been because he spit on Buddy.
No, you know what it is? A lot of times the players, and here, I don't think that the fans should get a vote. That's just my thing. And I think that there should be more executive scouting, those people that should have the lion's share of Pro Bowl voting, even over the players. Because I've been in Pro Bowl voting, and the players, hey, Jay, who you think? Man, what do you think? You played against them three times.
Jason, the cat that took his Pro Bowl vote dead
serious.
Ass.
Serious. Yeah, I took it serious.
I wasn't biased.
I'm out there like, yo, this corner is a beast. I'm going to tell you why he's a – but most guys are like
– because you're sitting in a room and you're voting for everybody. Yeah. You're like, yo. Who you think balling? But I would, like, say for a corner, for example, I would come ask you, like, if we're in the meeting, I'd be like, who do you think was the toughest corner that you played? I would ask you that. Now, offensive linemen, we got that. Like, running backs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's mostly the people you played against. And then when you look across the league, you might say, like, Bijan Robinson or somebody like that. Just throwing a name out there. Yeah, but you kind of know.
You're supposed to marry it with their ability and what their stats show. It's a marry. Yeah. You know, it's a both. If one guy is, one sack short, you have to look at it and say, okay, this guy's double teamed way more.
Sure.
You know, that type of thing.
You know who's probably not thrilled about all this that we're kidding about? Howie Roseman. So Jalen Carter, they could pick up his fifth-year option after this season, right? So they might give him a long-term deal, but it's kind of a baseline for his next deal. You know, his salary next year went up $4 million because he made the Pro Bowl this year?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that, nice I mean.
That was somebody at the NFL office saying, you know, I'm tired of him winning.
I'm tired of Howie. Make him lose $4 million on the cap next year. All right. Jason, we appreciate hopping on. Glad you had a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And next time
Happy
we talk,
New Year.
We'll be getting ready for a playoff week. Whiteout Monday with Jason Amott was brought to you by Walnut Street Smiles at Chestnut Dental Studio, part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles. Our final hour of the show, your phone call is coming up here, and we'll go around the NFL, talk about what happened across the league and setting up some big games this coming weekend. And an interesting development in Kiss the Baby, Hugh Douglas has a big decision to make. That's next, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, I got this Hatfield read that I just thought that I
you
had
sure
to do.
You sure do?
Yes. We're going to talk about some pork. Hatfield Ham brings the true holiday flavor, tender, juicy, and ready to steal the show as your main dish. And you know what I love about it? The leftovers turn it into your holiday comfort, pure holiday comfort. Holiday ham fried rice, sweet potato ham hash, easy, even a cozy winter soup that just feels like a season. But I don't want any of that. Just give me a ham sandwich with some mayo and some nice brioche. Yeah, brioche bread. That'll make it. Good for me. Make your holidays easier and tastier with Hatfield. Find more holiday recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.